I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Praise God. I want to turn to Hebrews 11 and read a verse of Scriptures while you remain standing just a moment. Hebrews 12. Now let's go back to Hebrews 10. We may take it all. But Hebrews 10, and I'd like to read just a few words here, starting at verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And tonight I just want to leave a thought with you just in the next few minutes. If you know you've heard from God, go on. When you know you've heard from God, hallelujah, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. And before I get into this, I'd like to share with you a couple of things maybe that the Lord has done for me in the last few days. I have had my faith to soar like it's never soared before. And I thank God more than ever before for the raising and the teaching that I've received. To know that I've been raised in truth, that a lot of the things that we've seen and heard through the years were of God, and it was the power of God in demonstration. We've seen God move in mighty ways right here in this church, and you've seen God move, you've seen healings, you've seen miracles, and we all have some good testimonies of what God is doing. But when God has done something for you in the last few days beyond a shadow of a doubt, and you absolutely know you have seen the power of God, you have seen a miracle, you have seen a demonstration of what God can do before your eyes, and there's no shadow of a doubt, and you know that God is with you, there's not a mountain so high that you can't climb it, or a valley so deep that you can't pull out of it, or a roadblock so strong that you can't break through it. There's not a stumbling block that'll cause you to fall where you can't get up. There is not anything that can get in your way when you absolutely know you've heard from God. Hallelujah. We were a few nights ago gathered on the parking lot of the church, and a lady had fallen and twisted herself up and broke her leg. A very bad break. The foot was turned sideways and the bone was sticking, almost breaking through the skin. And we knelt and prayed in desperation and called on God. And in a moment's time, out of desperation, I said, Lord God, we need you to heal this foot now, because if you don't, it's going to stop this revival, and we need it for the glory of God, for a testimony that God is on the throne. We touched the foot, and in a moment's time, that foot snapped back in place. The lady jumped up on her feet, started leaping and praising God. And these are the kinds of things I've been seeing in the last few days that make me know beyond a shadow of a doubt, there's no telling what God will do if we, in desperation, would call on Him for our needs, if we'd reach out with all of our hearts. That's what it takes. I've prayed many times, Lord, I know You're able. I know You can do it. I know You will do it someday. I know You've got the power. It's in Your Word. But when you really get desperate before God and you really call on Him with all your heart, you can see the power of God demonstrated before your eyes today. Hallelujah. And other things we've seen, and there's so many beautiful things. We've seen cancers removed. We've seen two people restored from blindness. God has restored them. And the doctor's report, it wasn't an instant thing. But at the beginning of the revival, they were going blind and were almost totally blind. And now at the end of the revival, after them having reports from the doctors that they would be totally blind, would never see again, the eyes are going the other direction, and the doctors say they will see, and they're doing better every day. We've had some 30 people healed of deafness, hard of hearing, people throwing away hearing aids, throwing away their crutches. We've had 200 filled with the Holy Ghost or more, baptized 62 in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And we're just getting started because we know we've heard from God. Like I said, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but I came here to share with you the knowledge that what I'm feeling and what I'm hearing in this place is exactly the same. And this revival you've got coming with Brother Warbington, it's not the man that brings the revival, but it's the power of God that you can feel when these young people gather up here and they start singing blessed songs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, lifting up God's name in praise and honor. I used to think this church would fall apart if I left, especially if Brenda and Debbie and Joy and all of us were gone. There'd be no way the music could go on. But I believe it's better than it's ever been before because I can feel the Spirit of God in it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. We've seen people's families brought back together, people that have been seeking God for 15 years and more and having a struggle trying to find God in the altar, chronic seekers, service after service after service, jump up speaking in tongues and say, I've got the Holy Ghost and you can't take it from me. I know I've heard from God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. We've seen people come right out of the bar rooms with hair all over their face, come walking down the aisle, look like wild animals, and they fall on their face with tears streaming down their cheeks, and they get up out of that condition of repentance, and they look toward heaven, and they start speaking in a language that they cannot understand, and pretty soon we see that hair off of their face. We hear their testimonies, and they say, I know I've heard from God. We see their wives and their husbands come together. The families are restored. Old people are hearing from God. Young people are hearing from God. And I feel that same presence right here in this place now. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God! Praise God! So, if you've had a lack of confidence in the last few days or the last few weeks or in the last few years of your life, don't cast your confidence away yet. Because you have a little need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. I was considering Abraham on my way up here today. Some of the things he must have gone through, some of the battles that he must have had to fight in order to see the promises of God. And I turned in my Bible and I started reading about what Abraham did and how he succeeded in his walk with God. And I read what Paul had to write about him in Romans, the 4th chapter. And he said that Abraham, against hope, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be, as God had said. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform. And that's what it's going to take to be able to do things for God, to go forward for God, to know where you stand with God. All it takes is listening to what God says and doing what God says do. And standing on the Word of God, and even though it seems like an impossible situation, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks, says, or does. It doesn't matter whether you've got the ability or don't have the ability, whether you've got power in your body or don't have power in your body. If God said you can do it, you can do it if you'll just believe God. Hallelujah! He didn't even stagger at the promise of God. 100 years old, him and his wife walking around, probably a lot of people thought he had a tumor. Just about to die. But Abraham had a gleam in his eye and a smile on his face, and he had confidence that everything's going to be all right because he had a promise from God that that woman was going to have a baby. Hallelujah! You're not seeing out in the late night hours looking up into the sky, and somebody interrupts him and he says, oh no, I got to start all over again. Well, what were you doing, old man? I'm trying to count those stars up there. You made me lose my place. And they walk away saying, that man's crazy. But he walks away knowing why he's counting those stars, because God has said, I'm going to multiply your seed more than the stars of heaven. Like the stars are innumerable, so will be your descendants. Hallelujah! 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 See him on the seashore piling the sand, trying to count the grains of sand, and he can't count it. It's too much to count. And he looks over at his wife, and he falls on his face. And he gets up, and he falls on his face. Sometimes he's crying, sometimes he's laughing, but it's all been worthwhile, whatever anybody said or thought or did, when he's able to hold little Isaac in his arm, and he says, I know I've heard from God. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 You can go through anything if you absolutely know. You know. It's not if you think so. It's not if you hope so. It's not if you're just feeling like you might. Some people try to make it on grandma's religion and grandpa's religion. You can knock on the door and invite them to church, and they'll say, what church do you go to? You can say the Apostolic Church. They'll say, well, I'm a Baptist or a Methodist. But you ask them when they've been to church, and a lot of times they'll say, well, I don't really go to church. But they won't come to your church because they're riding on mama's dress tail or riding on grandpa's coattail, because what dad was or grandpa was, that's what they are. But if you find them in a hospital room, flat on their back, and they don't know whether or not for sure they're all right, many times they'll listen to you then, and you can start telling them about the goodness of God, and you can find out the truth. They really don't know where they stand. They really don't know what they've got to hold on to. But when you can find a Jesus name, Holy Ghost filled, apostolic, tongue-talking person, it doesn't matter if they're flat on their back, if they're in some kind of a situation, whether they're in prison, whether they're out on the street in trouble with some gang around them, they're still going to know that everything's going to be all right, because God has spoke to their heart and God's on their side. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah! Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Hallelujah! From God. It doesn't matter what the people around the corner think. It doesn't matter what this religious world thinks. It doesn't matter what organized systems may say or do. I know where I stand. I know where I've been. I know where I am. And I know I've heard from God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
His brother Noah.
It's never rained before. But when you know you've heard from God, you can break all traditional ties. You can get out of the ordinary. You can go past what men ordinarily do. You can get somewhere beyond your control. There's no way Noah could build a boat that would float like that boat would float. There's no way he could move that boat after it was built to get it to the top of the mountain where it was going. But one thing he did do, he listened to God, and he knew it was God, and nobody was going to change his mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the thing that made all those years of working worthwhile, the thing that made all the toil and the labor and the sacrifice and the ridicule and the mockery that he must have gone through worthwhile, was that day when inside that ship with his family gathered around, they listened to the rain as it began to fall, and they knew they had heard the voice of Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. We talk about three Hebrew children so often. Many times we see them from outside the fiery furnace as the king looks inside and he says, did not we cast three men bound into the flaming fire? But I enjoy taking a look through the eyes of those three Hebrew children from inside the fire to see what they must have seen. Here they've been through the trial of the faith. They have heard from God and they've talked to God.
And they believed with all their heart that they had a straight line of communication with God. When everybody else was bowing, they had refused to bow. When everybody else went the other way, they still took a stand for God. And now they've been bound, hand and foot, and thrown into a flaming, fiery furnace. And on the way to the fire got so hot that those carrying them started sweating and finally started panting and puffing and puffing and finally fell dead. But just as they threw them into the fire, there was something happening in that fiery furnace. I can see Shadrach as he looks down with those hands that were bound. The ropes are burning now. And I can see Meshach and Abednego. Suddenly the hands are not bound anymore. They stand up and their clothes are not being consumed. I can hear them say, my hair is not even on fire. How do you feel, Shadrach? I'm feeling just fine. How do you feel, Meshach? I'm feeling just fine. How do you feel, Abednego? Everything's all right. I knew I heard from God. I knew I heard from God, and I knew that if God wouldn't deliver us, we'd still be delivered from that wicked man. Hallelujah! But our God is a God who's able to deliver us, and it's worth going through the trial. It's worth going through the time when everybody's against you, when everybody's down on you. It's worth it to take a stand for God. And I can see them as they start walking around. They walk around a little while and finally one of them takes a look on the outside. What do you see, Meshach? I see some people with their eyes as big as silver dollars. What do you see, Shadrach? I see a king with his knees knocking and he's looking with horror on his face as if he's seen a ghost. What do you see, Abednego? I see some people who are standing in awe at what they're looking at. And I hear a man say, I see someone that's like the Son of God. And I can hear all three of them say, I knew we heard from God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. There's no end. We could go all through the Bible. God seemingly always chooses weak things, base things, small things, old things, people that's either too small or too old, or somebody that's been in a heap of trouble to do a mighty work for God. He chooses people like David, who's nothing but a little shepherd boy on the backside of nowhere. But it's somebody like that that can give God all the glory and give God all the honor and give God all the praise when the victories are won. He says, thank you, Lord, when the giant comes tumbling down. He says, thank you, Lord, when God provides a way of escape from Saul and all the enemies that are out to get him. He says, thank you, Lord, when the bear is dead, when the lion is dead. People like Abraham, who's too old to cut the mustard anymore, are able to give God the glory because Abraham couldn't be a father. His wife couldn't be a mother. But if they trust God, if they don't have any doubt about it, stagger not at the promise of God. If God says do it, it's people like that that win the victory because God has to do the work. You have to lean on God. You have to trust in God. You have to believe God. And if God said go, then go. If God said work, then work. And when you reached out as far as you can go and you can't do anymore, fall on your face. Call on God. And God will do the rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, I love you, Jesus. I'm not here to impress anybody, but I feel good. I've been wanting to preach for 2 months now. Been sitting back, letting everybody else do it. And I got so miserable, I had to call my dad and say, let me come and preach. But I feel the blessings of God. I'm just about to explode. I'm not satisfied to sit still and let somebody else do it. When God called me to work for Him, I knew it was God, and I felt it was God. And I left, and I went directions, and I didn't even know why I was going. I ended up being in places not even knowing why I was there. I ended up going through things that I couldn't understand what I was going through. But now as I look to God, I realize it's worth it because the blessings of my life at this moment are the greatest blessings I've ever known. The joy that I feel at this moment is the greatest joy that I've ever had. Because it's not the things that are negative in your life and the darknesses and the problems that you have to linger on. But it's the glory and the victories and the things that you overcome. You can give God the glory. The deepest valley is just before the tallest mountain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can see one man mightily used of God, yet everybody thought there was no way he could be used of God. Look over at another man, and they don't look like they could be used of God. They've gotten in trouble. Chains are wrapped around these men. Years ago, the ropes couldn't hold the people of God. Now they're trying chains on them. Paul says to Silas, well, I don't know how God's going to do it, but I know He can take us out of here. Silas says to Paul, I sure don't have it within my power to break these chains. I sure don't have the ability to shake this jail and cause the doors to fly open. But I can hear them at the midnight hours. They begin to sing praises to God. And I believe it must have gone something like this. I know I've heard from God. I know that God is able. I know that sooner or later, if we'll just be patient and wait on the Lord, God is going to come to our rescue. And it's not long before you see the chains fall off. The jail starts shaking and people are walking out free that could never be free. But it's only because God had the power to set them free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may not be able to set yourself free. You may not be able to heal your own sicknesses. Hallelujah. You may not be able to supply your own needs. You may get yourself into some kind of financial situation and you can't pay your way out. But if you know, if you absolutely know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've heard the voice of God in your life, that you have felt His presence, if you can sing that song, I know I'm saved. And I'm so glad about it. And mean every word that you say. There's no doubt about it. Then you don't have any reason to ever walk around with a sad countenance on your face. Your bills might be stacking up, but sooner or later, if you'll just have confidence in God, those bills are all going to be paid. Your sicknesses might be getting worse, but if you'll keep your confidence and integrity with God, walk with God and know that you heard from God, wait on the Lord. Be patient and just go on. If you know you've heard from God, go ahead. Just keep going. Just keep trying. Just keep praying. Just keep seeking. When you come to church, keep on requesting. Get in the prayer line. Kneel in the altar. If your family won't do right, if you know you've heard from God, keep doing right. If your husband's not going to make it, you know you're going to make it because God's with you. If your children won't do right, ask God to help you. But you know you've got to do right because God can make a way when there is no way. If things go wrong, still everything's going to come out all right because you know you've heard from God. Nobody can take it from you. No government, no ruler, no friend, no kinfolk. Nobody can take what you know. What you know. When you really know that you've heard from God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. So there's no end. I won't go into a lot of other characters in the Bible, but we don't have to go to the Bible to find all the stories that there are to be told about what God can do. But we can look in our lives today and see what God is doing now and find examples in the Bible to back up what's going on. Just like a young man a few nights ago received the Holy Ghost, had a joyous experience, danced all over the platform, danced all over the church, ran the aisles, fell down, got up, spoke in tongues and spoke in tongues all night, spoke in tongues all the next day.
high school coach, school teacher. He had such an experience with God. He said, I live too far from the church. I'll just quit my job. And he quit his job. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do, but God will make a way. Within a few hours, he had a new job there, close to the church, with almost twice the pay. And there at his new job, he told the new employer where he was interviewed. He said, the only reason I'm here is because God sent me here. If you need a man to work for you that's going to be honest, he said, I'm a man who has just received the Holy Ghost. I've just been baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. And he said, I'll be honest, but please don't tell me that I can't tell other people about what I've got. And they said, if you're that kind of person, you got the job. And he's been teaching people from foreign countries to speak the English language and bringing them to church. And the government is paying his salary. And it looks like he's going to win a bunch of them to the Lord. That's the kind of people that win victories for God. Hallelujah. But I saw that young man going through a time of misery because a young lady was drawn by the Spirit of the Lord into the church to visit the revival. And she came dancing down the aisle with her earbobs and her lipstick and her short hair, red dyed short hair, praising God in the charismatic way. No reflection to the charismatics, but that's a long ways back from where we are. She was dancing around the altar, and this young convert's eyes were fastened on her. And after service, I noticed that they were sitting together. Then I noticed they went somewhere together. And I noticed that it was like that the next night. And I noticed this young man's victory wasn't quite as victorious as it had been. And I noticed that he wasn't shouting as high as he had shouted the first couple of nights. And I noticed that he didn't have the joy that he once had. Oh, he'd get up and he would try to shout. But it wasn't the same anymore. It's amazing what all can happen in a glorious revival in just a few short days. Then I watched. As he found it was easy to be late for church. Finally, I had all I could take. Because I knew I'd heard from God when I went to that young man and said, God's got his hand on your life. Hallelujah. I knew I'd heard from God when I said to him, God's going to give you the Holy Ghost tonight. I just feel it and I see it all over
Hallelujah.
You. And he went to the altar that night and he didn't get the Holy Ghost. And it worried me sick because I felt like God had said he was going to get it. And he left the church and he didn't have it. And then we went to another church across town, had a baptism service, and he was sitting there watching a baptism. 11 o'clock on Sunday night, and I still felt like God had said he would get the Holy Ghost. And just about 11:59, just before midnight, he came out of that pew, shouting and praising God, running the aisles and speaking in tongues. Because God will back up his man. When man knows he's heard the voice of God, and says the word of God, you can count on God to do what he says he'll do. But a lot depends on the individual you're talking to. If they'll hold back, if you won't make a choice to live for God, it doesn't matter how much God says you can and you can do it tonight. It's up to you to say, I will. But I knew I'd heard from God. And this boy was falling away, gradually going out of our reach. Down, down, down. And there as we baptized about the 45th person, he was back there sitting with that young lady. I don't know why I'm telling this. It sounds like it's not edifying, but it will be in a moment. He was sitting with this young lady, and I felt impressed to go to him and her and say, please, come in this little room and let me talk to you. They walked into the little room. I said to the lady, did you feel drawn of the Lord to come to the church when you came? She said, yes, I did. I said, are you married? She said, yes. You have a living husband? Yes. Are you divorced? No, I'm not divorced. I said to the young man, are you married? Yes. And you have a living wife? Yes. Are you divorced? No, I'm not divorced. And I said, now both of you look at me.
And I felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost on me. And I knew it was God speaking. And I knew we were at a crucial moment where we would either lose them and they'd be enemies, or God would win them and they'd do a work for God. And I said, if you want to follow God, leave each other alone. Work out your salvation. Get your eyes off of her. Work out your salvation. Get your eyes off of him. Well, they both left the room. It looked like they hated me. But the glorious part that happened, the next day the young man was praying and seeking God all day. I was sitting in my office and he opened my office door with tears streaming down his face. And he said, Brother Rutledge, thank you. You heard from God. A few hours later, there was a young lady with makeup running all over her face came walking into the same church. She took me by the hand. She said, I'll never be able to thank you for listening to God. She said, you've probably saved me from a burning hell. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but if you're wanting to do something for God, if you're wanting to trust God and go places for God and do things for God, don't let anything that Satan can do hinder your walk with God. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. But get your mind on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And trust Him and believe Him. And even if you don't think you've got the ability to do what God said He wants you to do, go forward anyhow. Because if you know that you've heard from God, and if you go forward and you won't wayward, you won't go that way or that way, God will see you through. He'll see you through. Let's stand and praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus is here right now. If you receive.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus is standing there waiting your heart to cheer. Jesus is here.
I walked into a hospital 3 days after the lady with a broken leg had fell. Her friends and her family wanted her to get an x-ray just in case. I paid for the x-ray just to shut the devil's mouth. The day after she broke her leg, she was flat on her back in bed all day. Something was wrong with her knees. We had had a victory march, and that's why she broke her leg. We did some crazy things during the revival. Marched around the church 7 times. And on the 7th lap, she fell and broke her leg. That's why I was so desperate when I prayed. But the reason her knee was sore was because she'd been marching around the church 7 times. But somebody came and told me, just like the devil sent them, said, that lady's lying in bed, and that foot's still broken. A couple of days went by, and skeptics all over town were saying, you just thought she had her healing. And I went to visit the lady, and I said, let's go to the hospital and get it x-rayed. And she got in my car, and I watched her. She walked to the car like a young schoolgirl. I said, I thought you were having problems. She said, well, I got over those problems. I haven't had any problems with my leg. She said, my knees were a little sore from walking around the church. But she said, ever since God healed that foot, not only has my foot been healed, but other parts of me that wouldn't work before have been healed. And she said, I'm just doing fine. She got in the car and I was feeling good because I knew God had done it. Because I'd been there on my face praying, calling on God, put my hand on it. I felt that foot as the bones went together and I saw it snap back in place. And not only me, but several people saw it and we all jumped up and started praising God. And there in the hospital room, she was x-rayed and
And the doctor said, well, why do you want an x-ray if you don't have a broken foot? She said, I want an x-ray to prove I don't have a broken foot. And he said, that sounds crazy. Nobody comes to get an x-ray to prove they don't have a broken foot. He said, you get an x-ray because you think you've got a broken foot, and you're walking around like nothing's wrong, and you say you don't have one. She said, yeah, but I was prayed for when I had one, and God healed it. And he said, well, I don't understand that. Nevertheless, they x-rayed the foot. And we were going to be on television later on in the day to report the miracles that God was doing. And I went to the doctors to get the x-ray just to carry with me to say, this lady broke her foot, and we've got an x-ray to prove it. And they wouldn't give me the x-ray. And I said, why won't you give me the x-ray? And they said, there's no way you can prove she had ever had a broken foot. And I said, well, I've gone in and out of this hospital several times with x-rays. Yeah, but this is a different situation. You're wanting to use it to prove that God still heals people today. And he said, we know this lady does not have a broken foot, and we were not there to see the broken foot, and there's no way you can prove she had a broken foot. And I said, well, I want to prove it anyway to the edification of the people who believe in the power of God. They'll believe. He said, you'll have to see another doctor. So I went to another doctor, and he said, there's no way we can release this x-ray. He said, you don't have any way of proving she had a broken foot. And they sent me to the administrator of the hospital. And they gave me the runaround, so I had to go on to the TV station without the x-ray. But I got on television with a lady, and she started stepping around like a little schoolgirl. And she said before the whole city, I had a broken foot last Sunday night. But praise God, he healed me instantly. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I got a phone call from a doctor's wife. Said my husband came home from the hospital. He's all upset. He says that you said a woman broke her foot and God put it back together again. I said, and that is exactly right. And she said, well, praise God. My husband's not a believer, but I believe in the power of God. Hallelujah. 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 When you know you've heard from God, there's not a doctor that can take it from you. There's not a lawyer that can take it from you. There's not a judge that can take it from you. There's not a jail that's big enough to keep you from praising and blessing God. Hallelujah! Let's praise Him. Hallelujah!
Yes, Jesus is here right now. Reach out and touch Him.
Do you need something from God tonight?
Jesus,
do you need something from God? If you need anything from God, come forward tonight. Hallelujah! Oh, Jesus is here. Whatever you need from God, come right on and seek Him. Jesus is here. All we believe, oh, Jesus is here right now. Reach out and touch Him. Oh, Jesus is here right now. If you believe.